putting Zambian music, all that on Natin Most Wanted with Echo. Coming up at the top of the hour, the news. Then another exclusive premiere. He's coming from Kafue. He came for this interview, all that between 18:15 and 19 hours. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Stay connected with us for the latest updates, exclusive content, and behind-the-scene magic. Stay in the loop with the latest updates. So let's get social. Follow RTV now and join our happy community.
Thank you for tuning into today's show. And we can't end the program without introducing the all-new SMB eWallet Plus. It's as easy as *130, *321#. So guess what?
What?
Everybody's getting the convenient and safe eWallet Plus. What network are you on? Doesn't matter. You're getting an eWallet Plus. Want to pay bills or buy groceries from the small shops? Simply dial *130, *321#. Paying for your taxi ride, your braids, or even your haircut. Use your eWallet Plus. With FNB eWallet Plus, it's one wallet with endless possibilities. Send, receive, and make payments no matter what network you're on, no matter where you are. Simply dial *130, *321# to activate your eWallet Plus today.
FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB, help changes everything.
You know what, boy? Your ad on socials was fire. Did you use dollars to boost again? What? Have you gone international now?
No, boy. I use Airtel Money Global Pay Card. All you need is your Airtel Money wallet. That's all.
Wait. You boosted your business ad and booked your client's flight with the same card?
Yes, my guy. And I paid for my entertainment subs and bought that sneaker that's been in my shopping cart. Everything handled online via Airtel Money.
From shopping and online subscriptions to travel, go global straight from your Airtel Money wallet with the Airtel Money Global Pay Card. Simply activate, load, and transact to unlock your world. Airtel Money. Instant, secure, borderless.
Financial analysts predict fuel price reduction. AVAP concerned over low voter turnout in Chawama by election. And Bobi Wine placed under house arrest after Uganda vote. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Financial analyst Yusuf Dodia has projected that fuel prices could drop to about 20 kwacha per litre following the significant appreciation of the kwacha against the United States dollar. Mr. Dodia says the kwacha has strengthened by nearly 30%, a development which, in his view, should trigger a substantial reduction in fuel prices. Speaking on Radio Christian Voice chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Dodia noted that global oil prices have remained relatively stable, adding that the exchange rate should now be the main driver for lower fuel prices. With all factors remaining constant, there must be a significant reduction in fuel prices when the next price review is announced at month-end, said Mr. Dodia. He emphasized that a reduction in fuel prices is critical as it would respond to growing public calls for lower prices of essential commodities. Mr. Dodia further observed that it is difficult for commodity prices to decline while fuel prices remain high, given fuel's impact on transportation and production costs.
The fuel price was around 30 kwacha. If you're going to have a 20 kwacha dollar, the same depreciation in fuel prices should reflect. And now we should be saying it's 20 kwacha per liter or 19 kwacha per liter. Since you want to argue with me about the ngweze, it should be 19 kwacha per liter. Now 19 kwacha, what are we paying now? You're saying 29. 10 kwacha more expensive than it should be. So for me, there's no argument. And you see, if Indeni petrol refinery were functional, one could argue, no, they are pumping costs. there are this maintenance, but we closed it down. Now it's import. It's just like that mobile phone which is coming in from China.
The Ministry of Education has called on all public schools across the country not to force parents to buy uniforms from schools for their children. Ministry of Education Assistant Director and Head of Communications, Kunda Mando, says the free education policy aims to remove burdens like school fees and other requisites to ensure more access to education. Zanet reports that Ms. Mando stressed that the free education policy ensures that there are no fees, including examination, feeding or user fees, to be charged to parents or pupils, stating that frustrating the policy is detrimental to the government's vision. Ministry of Education gives grants to schools every term to ensure that schools are running sustainably, and therefore government does not expect any teacher, head teacher or school administration to charge for uniforms or any other school requirements, she emphasized. She says school authorities should allow parents to buy uniforms for their children from places where they can afford, provided they follow the correct color and design of the school uniform for that particular school. Ms. Mando has underscored government's vision to see that every child in Zambia has access to free education without any hindrance from school authorities or anyone in society. The Anti-Voter Apathy Project, AVAP Executive Director Richwa Mulwani, has expressed concern over the low voter turnout recorded in the just-ended Chawama constituency by-election held yesterday. Mr. Mulwani said the poor turnout highlights the urgent need to intensify mass voter education and deliberately address issues contributing to voter apathy as the country heads towards the general elections. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mulwani described the turnout as not impressive, noting that there is a need for stakeholders to reflect on how best citizens can be encouraged to actively participate in the electoral process. It was also observed with concern that young people did not turn out to vote in the numbers expected, despite being a key demographic in shaping the country's democratic future, said Mr. Mulwani. He emphasized that promoting peace and denouncing political violence are critical in restoring public confidence in elections. Mr. Mulwani further urged political parties to avoid violence and instead focus on presenting clear and issue-based roadmaps in their manifestos, stating that political intolerance and lack of clear policy direction are among the factors discouraging voters from turning up. As we approach the general elections, it is important for political players to preach peace and clearly articulate what they stand for. This will help rebuild trust and motivate citizens, especially the youth, to exercise their right to vote, said Mr. Mulwani. Meanwhile, Mr. Mulwani has commended all political parties that participated in the Chawama by-election, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, for conducting what he described as a credible electoral process, and other stakeholders who played a role in ensuring the smooth conduct of the polls.
Indicate here as ABAP is that one of the critical things that we need to start addressing is the issue of voter apathy, which is critical. We need to start now designing messages that are eye-catching, that touches the heart of the people of Zambia. But also the most important thing that we need to do is to preach peace. Peace is number one. But also political parties must learn to denounce, violence.
The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has welcomed government's call on traders and businesses to reduce the prices of goods and services following the continued appreciation of the kwacha against the United States dollar and other major currencies. ZACA Secretary General Juba Sakala says a stronger kwacha lowers the cost of imports such as fuel, medicines, fertilizer, spare parts and other essential consumer goods. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Mr. Sakala said businesses must exercise transparency and avoid using past exchange rate losses as a justification for maintaining high prices, especially when the local currency has shown sustained strength. However, he expressed concern that the positive movement of the kwacha has not yet been meaningfully reflected in the prices of basic necessities. While the cost of living for many households remains high, There is a need for strong and consistent market monitoring by regulators such as the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, the Zambia Bureau of Standards, ZABS, and other relevant agencies to prevent unjustified price rigidity, profiteering, and speculative pricing, said Mr. Sakala. He has since called on government